KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Officials say 22 raids linked to possible terror attacks in Belgium have led to the detention of more than a dozen people. In Brussels, Eric van der Sypt with the Federal Prosecutor's Office says a number of people were taken into custody.
In total, 16 persons were arrested. The investigating judge will decide tomorrow about their possible further detention.
A key suspect, the fugitive from the Paris attacks, was not among those detained. Meanwhile, in France, the Authority for the Paris Public Hospitals says a number of protective health outfits, similar to those worn by people dealing with Ebola virus, have been missing from a locked room in one of the city's hospitals. Last week, the French Prime Minister said there may also be a risk of chemical and biological weapons used by attackers. Senator Dianne Feinstein says to stop the Islamic State group, the U.S. has to be aggressive now.
ISIL has 30,000 fighters. It's got a civil infrastructure. It's got funding. It's spreading in other countries.
She was on CBS's Face the Nation. House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul told the show he's worried terrorists could be using dark sites on the internet to plot attacks against the U.S.
Homeland Security officials can say there's no specific incredible threat. I think you need to factor in that analysis that there may be plots underway and communications underway that we just quite frankly can't see.
There's a new number one at the weekend movie box office.
You're still trying to protect me. Real or not real?
Real. That's what you and I get.
Mockingjay Part 2, The Final Hunger Games, is number one this weekend. Spectre fell to second place. In third place at the movies, The Peanuts Movie. This is AP Radio News. U.S. religious leaders are making forceful appeals to admit refugees into the U.S. despite fears after the Paris attacks.
Religious groups representing evangelicals, Roman Catholics, Jews, and liberal Protestants say close vetting of asylum seekers is a critical part of forming policy on refugees. But these same religious leaders say such concerns, heightened after the attacks in Paris, do not warrant preventing those fleeing violence in the Middle East from entering the U.S. The Archbishop of Miami says this is falling into the trap of what the terrorists want us to become. We shouldn't allow them to change who we are as a people. I'm Ross Simpson.
At the Vatican,
mercoledì prossimo,
Pope Francis asked the faithful to pray for his trip to Africa this week and for peace and prosperity in the countries he'll visit. Starting Wednesday, he will visit Kenya, Uganda, and the Central African Republic. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.